Yo, what's up?
Yeah, let me have a red hot with some mustard and two napkins. Oh, and let me have that Fast Freddy's Castle of Common Sense podcast, too.
A what?
I don't know. It's part of that Two Guys Talking podcast network, something.
Huh?
I don't remember.
Why don't you take a walk before I brain you?
Oh, all I want is a hot dog and a podcast.
Go on, take a hike. Come on, I got people to feed.
I want a red hot podcast. Jeez. Cut me down to science, telling dirty
lies to my friends. There's a bit of chill in the air tonight. Come on in and warm yourself. I'd like to talk a little bit about self-esteem run amok. It seems that yet another serious flaw in behavior has developed in recent years. While I'm sure that there are many opinions on the origin of this new spreading malady, I am supposing that the seeds of destruction for this one were sown about the same time that Dr. Spock invented timeouts for kids. Somewhere between Dr. Spock and the new math, it was determined that hurting a child's feelings was an abhorrent action that, without follow-up therapy or other professional intervention, would set the child in a downward life cycle. So began the mission to build and reinforce self-esteem in our young. The child expressed concern about their ability to perform a task like, say, tying their shoes or learning how to tell time, rather than saying, "Johnny, I know you can learn this, now just watch me again," we have to say, "Johnny, you're going to be a rocket scientist when you grow up, so we know you can learn this little thing. You're really smart, Gucci Gucci." When Susie began her violin lessons in the fifth grade and alienated everyone in the household, including the dog and the parrot, with her raucous practice sessions, we said, "Oh, Susie, that's really nice, honey. You're going to be a great violinist in 3 weeks. Gucci Gucci." So now, fast forward into adolescence and raging hormones and all that, and the next chapter, bad reading and lit grades, Johnny? No problem. We'll bet you'll make a fine auto mechanic because you are really good working with your hands. We're sure you'll do better now that we bought you your own car. Heaven forbid that we would demand he take his butt to remedial reading class until he gets it right. Math too tough for you, Susie? Why don't you switch your major to social work? We know you're really good with people rather than numbers. Boochie coochie. Now they're all grown up, degreed, suited up in the right clothes, armed with professional resumes, coached in interviewing techniques by experts, and sent out to seek their fortune. They've been told by all of their friends and family members they will make a fortune because they have spent a fortune getting really smart, talented, and clever. Sadly, many believe their own press. When many fail at what everyone said they were really good at, it is a crushing blow from which many do not truly recover. Nothing can replace true aspirations and dreams, and everyone should have them. However, a sense of realism and objectivity must be applied too. There's much more wisdom than you might expect in the phrase, "Don't give up your day job." The best legacy we can leave our children is the ability to honestly assess their own strengths and weaknesses and act upon them. Inflated egos is a formula for failure. Boochie coochie.